Monday night, Oral Zion Elul, Parhaloch and Tennis Aldovas. So in Hilchos Brachos, when you eat mazonos, so here's the problem. When you go to a different place, let's say it's clearly a different place, a different building. You forgot to make alamichi, you go to a different place, and now you want to continue eating. So what do? So now there's a problem. Because it's a safek. So if it's a safek, it works both ways. If you really need to make an alhamichya in the old place, the Makomo, then you would not have to make a new bracha rishona when you continue eating cake in the new place. But if you don't have to make the bracha achrona b'makomo where you ate, then you would have to make a new bracha in the new place. So because of the suffix, even though the Groa paskins pretty definitively that it needs bracha achrona b'makoma, but what gives rise is like this. If you're eating mazonos and you want to change places, I don't mean places in a room, but a different building, don't. It's a suffix. If you're going to have to make a new bracha mishona, or if you're going to have to come back and make a bracha achrona b'makoma, so don't. Make a alamichya before you leave. And it's okay to make an alhamichya before you leave, and when you go to the new place, if you want to eat, then you'll make a bracha vishona kamuvan, because you made an alhamichya. That's not called a bracha shena tzricha, that's fine, because you have to make the bracha achrona, you're supposed to make a bracha achrona, certainly the chatchila, you're supposed to make a bracha achrona b'makoma, so you made your bracha achrona, then you go to a new place, and you make a bracha vishona. If you went to a new place, and you want to continue eating, so you don't make a bracha vishona, because there's a good chance that you're not mechuyev to make a new bracha rishona. And if you're eating, now you can make a bracha achrona here. There's no reason in the world to go back to the old place because you continued eating here. But if you didn't make a bracha achrona and you went to a new place, then you're not going to make a bracha rishona because of the tzad that it's ton bracha achrona b'makoma, and then you're going to make a bracha achrona here. But the Eved, if you just went to a new place and you're not eating anymore, and you can't get back to the old place, so you can make a bracha achrona here, which happens to be the same thing by bread, by benching. But the Eved, if you can't get back to the old place, then you can make your benching, or certainly alamechya, in this place. Okay, Chodesh Halvavus, Shara Precious, and we're in the category, how do you practice Precious? We had already, he described how you practice Precious in the Yonim Shabbat Machavero. Now how do you practice Precious in Chovas Eivorim? Benodim La'atzmo, not involving anyone else, but in Chovas Eivorim, things that are seen and obvious, things that are chitzoni, that can be seen. So the first thing he talks about is things that are osur. So you say, well, what do you mean, how do you practice Precious and things that are also, like, you don't do it, right? That's what you would say. But the Chayvus Halvavus, it's not enough of the Chayvus Halvavus, because the Sefer is aptly named Chayvus Halvavus. And he says, Kol ma sheneser aleinu lo yibotzo me'echad mishlosha dvarim. Things that are also, three categories. 365 Yisurim, there's three categories. O shetiyah b'teva chuka olav. Really, you want to do it. So thus came the ton, it's usher. The garden has nus, the hagezel, the haribus, the haribis, the haribui, b'machal, the mishteh, asurim aleinu, things that are usher to eat. You want it. But it's usher. Oh, it's neutral. You don't especially care for it. Oh, shiyem imashayna teva mesavo, velo mishtokek elov. You don't reject it, but you don't have a special chukka for it. Wearing shatnez, going levishes beged sheish bo shatnez, va'kovas kilayim, va'achilas basal b'cholov, I guess except if it's a cheeseburger, va'achilas achelev, that was a joke, va'achilas achelev, va'harbe kayotze bo'elu, things that are neutral, and then you have things that are usher that you're repelled by it, you're disgusted by them. O sheyim imashe atevo marchiko, va'nefesh mesa'evus oso, k'goin achilas nevela, mesa, va'adom, V'harbe mimini balechayim, bugs, ants, creeping, crawly creatures. Asher lo yeyos adam lo'ochlam, no normal person wants to eat them, at least in his time. V'af ilu hayim mutarim, even if they were mutar, you would have no cheshek to eat it, you would be repelled by it. V'en shvotzim v'day mayhem. So now, we'll see tomorrow night. Again, we're talking about Perishus in Chovas Eivarim. In the category of things that are Osur, he split up that category into three types of things. And he's teaching us how to be Noik Perishus. How do you Noik Perishus in things that are Osur, but you want to do them? How are you Noik? And it's much deeper than just don't do it. He talks about attitudes and how you're supposed to feel about it and how you're supposed to relate to it. Precious and things that are usur and you want to do them. Precious and things that are usur and you're neutral about them. And precious and things that are usur and you naturally reject and are repelled by them anyway. This is my night of Mitzvah Shem.